to the Naked Tarot Podcast with your host, Janet Boyer. Get ready to strip down with the most provocative voice in tarot.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Tarot Podcast. I'm your host, Janet Boyer, otherwise known as the Tarot Maven. I'm the author of Back in Time Tarot, Tarot in Reverse, and the upcoming Naked Tarot, Sassy Strip Down Advice. With my artist husband, Ron Boyer, I am also the co-creator of the Snowland Deck and the Coffee Tarot. I invite you to visit my website, janetboyer.com, where hundreds of reviews and other goodies await. If you'd like to support my work, I am also on Patreon at patreon.com/janetboyer, where I have exclusive weekly tarot spreads, monthly AstroTarot forecasts, and other fun things just for my patrons. Today I'm going to be talking about five ways to improve your day with tarot. Earlier this morning, this afternoon actually, I saw a novelist who just rolled out of bed, and she had mentioned that she woke up in this great mood, but then checked the news, and her mood just nosedived. And that's it. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, why in the world would you check the news as soon as you get out of bed? Or social media, for that matter. I mean, if you get up and you're checking the news or Facebook or social media, you're basically allowing other people to dictate your mood, your energy, your GPS orientation for the day. And I'm a person who's really big on co-creating and setting the intention and tone for your day. And the way you have to do that is you have to determine as soon as you get up, perhaps after you pee, what kind of day you're going to have. So number one, in the spirit of determining how your day will go, we're trying to shape it at least, pick up a tarot deck after you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, of course, and ask yourself, how do I want my day to go? Now look through your tarot deck, face up, and pick the card that best represents what you wish to experience for that day. Now, I'm not a fan of random draws. That's why I'm saying, you know, don't shuffle and pick a random card. And the reason why I'm not a fan of random draws for a card of the day, at least in terms of, oh, what day am I going to have? Because it sucks if you pick like a Three of Swords or the Tower or Death. And that just plants seeds of fear. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And again, you know, you're allowing something external to determine your day, even if it is the tarot. So I say, get the bull, you know, by the horns, and you look through the tarot deck upright and ask yourself, what do I most want to experience today? How do I want to feel? You know, you set the tone, you set the intentions. And here's some examples. Let's say you want the day to have maybe some small gains or money-making opportunities. Well, then you would pick a card like the Ace of Pentacles, or otherwise known as Ace of Coins. Let's say you want to feel grace under pressure. You would pick the Strength card. Let's say you have a lot on your plate, your schedule's pretty full, you want to multitask effectively, pick the Two of Coins. Or perhaps you want to experience more peace or compassion. The Ace of Cups would be a really good card for that. But let's say you need some focus and drive, you really need to get something done, pick the Chariot. And what if you need to draw some boundaries, you know, either in a relationship or with your own schedule, you need to get more in order, pick the Emperor. He's really good at drawing boundaries. Or let's say you need to have a difficult conversation and you have to really have a straight talk with someone, you know, clear, blunt, concise, to the point, pick the Ace of Swords to help guide you. Or what if you want to feel poised and accomplished? Nine of Coins is a fantastic card for that. And if you want to feel hopeful or optimistic, the Star, that's a very good card. Now, number two, and how to have a better day with tarot, create a short affirmation that reflects your card. And it's really easy to do. You just put a little riff on the keyword or the image. For example, you might want to have a little affirmation, I am honest and blunt, for the Ace of Swords. Or for the Ace of Cups, I am compassionate. For the Two of Coins, I am capable. Strength, I am courageous. The Star, I am hopeful. The Chariot, I am determined. Eight of Coins, I am productive. The Empress, I am creative. The Wheel of Fortune, I am adaptable. The Hanged Man, I am patient. So say this mantra, this affirmation to yourself as you're getting ready for the day, whether you go out into the world at your job, or you work from home, or you're a stay-at-home mom, or what have you. Say it to yourself as you're getting ready and you're starting the day. Whatever that card that you picked to encapsulate how you want to feel, you know, you get that, create that little affirmation as the second step, and then just say it to yourself, you know, as you're getting ready. You know, I am hopeful. I am hopeful. And then you start setting your energy and your intention for the day, and it's almost like you calibrate your vibration in accordance to what you desire to experience, as opposed to having something external dictate it to you. Now, if you need help with affirmations by any chance, I actually have an ebook on Amazon called Affirmations with a Tarot. I have 20 different affirmations for every single card, and I have 20 more affirmations for every single card in my book Tarot in Reverse, which is a print book. It's not available in digital format. So if you need help with those, you can look those up. But it's really easy to create an affirmation. Like I said, you just go by the energy of the card or some keywords you're familiar with, and then you turn it into an I am type of phrase. Now, number three, put your selected card in your purse, wallet, your car, briefcase, your backpack. You could put it on the fridge, or even as a desktop wallpaper, or on your phone as an image. You could even print out a copy of the card, you know, scan it real quick and print it out and have that in your wallet if you don't want to, let's say, damage an original card. And then just remind yourself throughout the day how you want to feel. And so it's almost like you're going to have a little pocket talisman with you by having that card. And so it will remind you of your intention and help reaffirm it. So number four, what happens if during the day you encounter a bit of troubling news, which if you live in America, that's probably going to be pretty often. Even if you try to shield yourself from bad news, it still, you know, it still comes across your desk, you know. So what if you, you know, encounter a bit of troubling news, or a difficult person, you know, or somebody cuts you off, or maybe your project is hitting a snag and you feel stressed out? Well, for step four, I find it's great if you can to find a quiet, private place as soon as you can, like the bathroom or something. Take some deep breaths and ask yourself at that point, what tarot card will bring the most wisdom, peace, clarity, empowerment to the situation? Fill in the blank of whatever energy that you need at that moment. And if you happen to have your deck with you, especially like a little tiny tarot or mini deck is really great, flip through your cards if you have them, or maybe sneak a look onto your phone and use some kind of tarot app, or go to Images, Google, and just hit tarot cards so you can look at them, or just go by your memory. I mean, if you work with the cards often enough, you'll kind of remember certain cards. And then, you know, then just look and see what card seems to leap out at you, you know, while you're asking yourself, okay, what tarot card will bring the most wisdom in this situation? Or what tarot card would bring the most calm, or the most clarity, or the most courage? And then see what card, you know, leaps out at you. It could be the same card you picked in the morning, or it could be a different card because the situation calls for a different type of approach. So again, focus on that card, take some more deep breaths, look at the card, or think of the card if you're doing it by memory, and create another affirmation or mantra for it. And just keep breathing deeply. And let's say you need a healthy dose of patience, you know, Hangman, I am patient. Or let's say you need to be compassionate. I am, you know, Ace of Cups, you know, I am compassionate. Or if things are looking pretty bad, you know, try to maybe think of the star, you know, I am optimistic, or I am hopeful. And that can really help, you know. I know we can't always, you know, get to a quiet place. So if you can, even in your mind, just breathe deeply. You don't have to be very obvious about it. and think of a card that would fit the situation, or, you know, kind of think of the tarot cards as like a sidekick that you wish you had right then, or a wise counselor, or a protector, or someone that will give you a magical tool that will help you deal with that situation. And then you can kind of call upon them in your mind and say a quick affirmation, or just focus on the image, and it will help you deal with that situation or that difficult person or that stressor in a more productive, calm way. Number five, the fifth way to have a better day with tarot, emanating good vibes, you know, and helping others obviously elevates our own frequency, and it brightens our day, it brightens other people. So if you happen to see somebody having a rough time or struggling, why not select a card for them? Now, they don't have to know about it, especially if you're not very close to them, or, you know, they don't know about your tarot practice, you're still kind of in the tarot closet. But maybe select a, you know, a positive card for them, a well wish, so to speak, and then maybe create a little mantra and whisper that mantra towards them. Or, you know, even in your own head, or if you're really close to the person and they know of your love for tarot, you could even, you know, pick the card out or tell them, you know, when I saw this card or when I thought of this card, I thought of you. It means. And then you can actually tell them. So let's say the person is struggling, having a rough time. Maybe you want to share the energy of the Three of Cups with them. And you could say, you know, I thought of you because you're a good friend. Or maybe Six of Cups. Hey, remember that time? Because Six of Cups is a nostalgia card. And so sometimes lifting someone's spirit is to, hey, remember that time and remember some kind of crazy memory or funny joke or what have you. Or maybe Seven of Cups. You know, this card is letting you know that you have more options than you realize. Three of Coins, you could say, you know, it's so rewarding to collaborate with you. Eight of Coins, you know, you're such a hard worker. Six of Wands, wow, you're doing such a great job. You know, you really deserve that Employee of the Month award or something like that. And like I said, even if you don't know the person well, I mean, they can even be somebody online that you don't know or somebody in the news that you want to send good energy to. You could just imagine, you know, what card might bring them the most comfort or clarity or joy. And then you just think about it in your mind and almost in a type of intention or a prayer or affirmation or mantra, and just send that, you know, that vibe to them and send that affirmation to them. It's almost like the Buddhist loving kindness practice, where it says when you say to a person or even to yourself in a mirror, may you be free, may you find peace, may you have grace and courage. And the Buddhist practice actually, you start with people that you love, and it feels good to do that, you know, to say that to, you know, even if only in your mind. And then you say it to yourself in the mirror, which is more difficult for some people. And then you progress to people who you may not get along very well with. And, you know, and so the Buddhist loving kindness practices to kind of expand your heart and wish people to be free of suffering and to be at peace. And so this is kind of a form of that in a way, except with tarot. And instead, you are sending people good vibes and well wishes and positive energy through a selected tarot card. But like I said, if you happen to know them very well and they know your proclivities to be a tarot enthusiast or reader, you might actually pull the card out. You're saying, you know what, I was thinking this card, it reminds me of you. And then, you know, you share the positive message with them. So I hope you enjoyed this. I came up with this today because, gosh, so much shit hitting the fan in different parts of the world. And, you know, this I don't believe is a Pollyanna type of approach. I believe that, you know, we have to set the tone for our day and set our vibration high. And I feel that we will be the most help in this world, no matter how we choose to be a force for good, if we are emanating goodwill, clarity, reason, courage, peace, and clarity, and all that good stuff. So I hope you found this helpful, five ways to have a better day with tarot. If you ever have any questions, feel free to get in contact with me. Again, this is Jana Boyer of the Naked Tarot Podcast. Feel free to Look me up on the web, janetboyer.com, and my book that'll be coming out in a few months, Naked Tarot, nakedtarot.com. Really excited about that. Woohoo! And so I hope you have a good day, and let me think of a card I wish for my listeners right now. Okay, Ace of Cups is coming to my mind. So I wish all of you abundant joy, that your cup will run over with good things. Love will surround you, that your heart and soul will be full of peace, that you will be healed of any wounds, that the refreshment of spirit will wash away any of the grime and dirt of the day, and that you will just have a peaceful and blessed sleep when you get there. So take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.